The World Series may be an exclusively male event, but women have played professional baseball as well. Here to tell you about the history of women in professional baseball is Gay Berlage, professor of sociology at Iona College in New Rochelle, New York. Berlage is the author of Women in Baseball, The Forgotten History, published in 1994 by Prager Press.
Most people think of baseball as a male sport and softball as the female equivalent. That women have played baseball since 1866 is a fact few Americans know. It wasn't until 1992, when the movie A League of Their Own was released, that most of the public became aware that women had ever played baseball. The movie gave a fictionalized account of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League of World War II. Today, most people know about the AAGBL and equate its existence with the manpower shortage caused by the war. This brief window of opportunity for women to play baseball is assumed to be an isolated event. Yet after the AAGBL folded in 1954, Bill Allington, one of the most successful coach managers in the AAGBL, formed a professional women's barnstorming team, Allington's All-Americans. This team, composed of former AAGBL players, toured the United States and Canada from 1955 to 1957, playing against men's teams. Way before the existence of the AAGBL, women played baseball. At the turn of the century, there were women professional ball players, umpires, and owners. Lizzie Arlington was a pitcher in 1898, Alta Weiss a pitcher from 1907 to 1922, Lizzie Murphy, a first basewoman from 1918 to 1935, Amanda Clement, an umpire from 1905 to 1911, and Elaine Britton, the owner of the St. Louis Cardinals from 1908 through 1917. There were also numerous professional women's barnstorming teams, such as the Chicago Bloomer Girls, the New York Bloomer Girls, and the Boston Bloomer Girls, that toured the country playing men's semi-pro teams. To make the Bloomer Girls teams more competitive, some teams might have one or two male players, often as pitcher or shortstop. Two very successful major leaguers, Smokey Joe Wood and Rogers Hornsby, got their start playing Bloomer Girls baseball. Based on this early history of women's involvement in baseball, one would have expected that baseball would be a woman's sport as well as a men's. Today, the chances of a woman playing Major League Baseball are remote. The primary reason is that few girls play. Until the 1930s, there were girls who played baseball on the sandlot, on the playground, and in some colleges. Although softball was invented in 1887, it didn't become popular until the 1930s. In 1933, the Amateur Softball Association made the term softball official, and this name was substituted for the modified baseball games girls had been playing. Around that time, public and private schools and colleges that had been ordering baseball equipment for girls began to order softball equipment. Softball became identified as the woman's game. In 1939, Little League Baseball was organized for boys only. Today, most parents encourage their sons to play baseball and their daughters to play softball. At the junior high, high school, and college levels, baseball is designated a boys' sport and softball a girls'. Although girls have been allowed to play Little League Baseball since 1974, most girls opt to play Little League Softball instead. Because of this, few girls have the opportunity to develop the skills necessary to be a major league player. Unless girls begin to participate in large numbers in Little League, high school, and college baseball, the chances of a woman playing in the major leagues will remain remote.
You've been listening to Gay Berlage, professor of sociology at Iona College and the author of Woman in Baseball, The Forgotten History. This is Talking History.
Robinson hit that ball. It went zooming across the left field wall. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.